inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Welcome back, yakkers. Hope you had a wonderful week.
Hope so as well.
Yep. It's been an interesting week for me. We had some delays for our plane that's supposed to arrive and some really bad snowstorms, like feet of snow piling up.
Wow.
Yeah. And for those listeners that don't know, I do have another podcast that I do related specifically to the Antarctic stuff. It's called Sparky on Ice, and you can find it on iTunes or Google Play, or go to the website sparkyonice.xyz.
And it's very informative, especially, you know, because usually nobody gets to hear or learn anything about not only Antarctica, but, you know, what it's like to actually be there and the goings on from day to day. I hear a lot of people mention how that part's the most interesting.
Yeah, it is. There's always something interesting going on here. There's always some new crisis, or, you know, the weather's turned crappy and we can't do anything. It's always something interesting.
Yeah, keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyways, I guess we should probably get to the news.
Yep.
All right. So the first one is about a Ten Commandments.
Okie dokie.
So a Ten Commandments plaque that drew objections from the Wisconsin-based Freedom From Religion Foundation has been removed from a wealthy middle school in New Philadelphia.
They took it
in
down?
An email dated June 19th. Yeah, they took it down. This
wow.
doesn't happen often.
No.
Yeah, in an email dated June 19th, Brian DeSantis of Cleveland, attorney representing New Philadelphia City Schools, wrote to attorney Christopher Line of the FFRF to inform him that the plaque had been removed.
Wow.
And he says, in speaking with the district, it is my understanding that the plaque has been taken down and is no longer on display on district property.
Yeah, that definitely does not happen very often.
Yeah. Well, on April 12th, FFRF had sent a letter to New Philadelphia schools telling district officials that a concerned parent had recently reported to the FFRF that the plaque was near the auditorium entrance. The group said it told the district that it was well settled law that public schools may not advance or endorse religion.
That is correct.
And he says, yeah, as far as we're concerned, this situation is completely resolved, Lyon said. We're happy that the district did the right thing by taking down the religious promotion. So this plaque had been there since 1927.
Oh, wow. Even more so.
And so the district thought it was okay to put up because of the historical nature of it. Remember, we talked last week about the stupid cross?
Right.
But they decided, in order to avoid being sued and losing, that it was better just to take it down and put it somewhere else.
Right, where it, you know, in a more proper place, because a public school is not the proper place for it.
Yeah. So here's what the district said about that. It says, despite offers from local law professionals to help the district, the costs of defending are substantial. In addition to funding multi-year litigation, the district will divert staff time and energy from the district's true purpose, student learning. Even more troubling is the district's case is unsuccessful, as all other cases have been. FFRF can seek for the district to pay FFRF's legal fees, which have in one instance exceeded over $900,000. Clearly, challenging the issue legally would be an enormous risk and a burden to local taxpayers.
Well, that was actually kind of nice for a change. I mean, they took in consideration that it is a burden when, you know, you constantly have to do this.
Right. But the problem, I like that they took it down, but I don't like their reasoning for taking it down.
Yeah.
I think they should take it down because it's the right thing to do,
right.
Not because they're afraid of getting sued.
No.
Because they even said, we think this is a wrong decision, that they don't
right.
want to take it down, but they don't want to cost the district money. So it's not the right thing to do. It's the prudent thing to do for them.
Right. And I mean, I guess you have to look at it as baby steps. I mean, yes, they're not doing it for the right reasons, but the fact that they're at least taking the step to actually do it, because there's many out there that wouldn't even do that, honestly.
Right. Yeah, they would continue to fight. So But is it the right thing if it's for the wrong reasons? Is it really?
It's a fine line.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
it just frustrates me that the only reason that they do this is to not be sued, when it should be to hold up the Constitution.
No, I completely agree. But at the same time, I would rather see it down than to keep staying up, because the longer it keeps staying up, you're in a public school with children. They don't have the same thought process that an adult does. So at least if it's taken down in the meantime, even if it is for the wrong reasons, I think overall, the lesser of two evils, that would be better than leaving it up.
Yeah, I mean, I see your point. It is better down than leaving it there.
Yeah.
I hope we get to a point one day where the threat of a lawsuit is not necessary. Just the mere mention that, hey, that thing is religious, it shouldn't be there, should be enough.
Well, just the fact that we shouldn't have to even go to that point. We should just know it's religious. Okay, it doesn't get up in the first place. It's not where it belongs.
Well, in this case, we're talking about something that's been up for a long time.
Right, that's true. I'm thinking more along.
Acceptable to be there.
Right. I was just thinking more along the lines in the future, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, they know they can't put new stuff up.
Right.
Or they should know. We see it all the time, but
right.
They should know that they can't put new stuff up. But, you know, it becomes questionable when things have been historical.
Right.
And, you know, and I get where they're coming from. It's historical, but it's still a religious document.
Right. Just because something's historical does not mean it's appropriate. I can think of lots of things under that, actually.
Yeah. Speaking of inappropriate, we're going to move on to the next story.
All righty.
Book publishers are asking President Donald Trump to reject the proposal for what many are calling a Bible tax.
I find this funny.
Yeah. According to CBN News, the proposed tariffs are on $300 billion of Chinese goods and include printed materials such as Bibles and children's books, which are made in China. The tariff is about 25%.
That doesn't surprise me.
Bloomberg reports that those materials are printed in China because of, quote, the unique paper printing technology and skills needed.
Yeah, okay.
And during a hearing this week, or last week, companies and trade groups that would be impacted by the proposed tariffs asked the U.S. International Trade Commission to reconsider the tariffs. Mark Schoenwald, the chief executive officer of HarperCollins Christian Publishing, attended the meeting. He said, "We believe the administration is unaware of the potential negative impact these proposed tariffs would have on Bibles, that it never intended to impose a Bible tax on consumers and religious organizations." He added that the tariff would impact the entire publishing market.
So he's okay with what it's doing to the economy, but when it comes to the Bible, all bets are off, right?
Yeah, that seems to be all he cares about is this thing called he's calling a Bible tax.
Right.
A Bible tax. It's a tariff on goods. If you're good with tariffs on other goods, you should be good with tariffs on all goods.
Exactly. But just because it pertains to his Bible, here's another idea. His Bible, maybe it should be published in America. You know, print it in America, give some people jobs.
That's another issue. Are you telling me that this special paper that the Bible's printed on is only available in China?
They are so full of crap. I'm sorry. He's lying out of his teeth on the whole special paper thing.
Well, I do know that most Bibles are printed on a special, very thin, almost like onion paper.
Yeah, but you're telling me we can't get that here?
It's coated in a certain way that it doesn't stick or something. We can produce that here.
Exactly. And
the difference is we can't produce it as cheaply.
Well, that's what all of this comes down to, whether it's Bibles or anything you can think of. It's about the dollar. It's not about, you know, the correctness. I mean, if he's supposed to be such a good Christian man or whatever, maybe he should think, hey, this should be produced in America, giving good Christian people some jobs so they can feed their families.
But instead, let's have Chinese children print Bibles for us.
Unbelievable. Like I said, the dollar is the almighty God.
Yeah. And this is just another example of that. He wants special treatment because it's the Bible.
Of course.
No, it's not really asking for other books, just the Bible.
Exactly. They always want the
hypocrisy
special.
Of the Christian. Yeah.
I was just saying, they always want special treatment.
Yeah. That's pretty general. That'll be what they do. It's just frustrating.
Very much.
All right. I'm going to frustrate you some more.
That's just what I love to hear. Not.
Yeah. Starting July 1st, Tennessee law will change who can officiate weddings in the state.
That is such BS.
Yep. So Governor Bill Lee signed the House Bill 213 last month, and the bill has now become part of the public law. The law expands who may solemnize marriages in the state while prohibiting those who received ordination online from officiating marriages after July 1st.
So I have a question. If you were ordained through an online process before this went into effect, do you still get to after this is in effect, or how does that work?
Yeah, that so there's a 20-year grandfather clause. Okay. So if you were ordained in the last 20 years, they'll accept it. Well, no, they'll accept the marriages that happened, not the ordained people.
Okay, so that's confusing. Wait, so...
So if you were ordained online and you did a marriage in the past 20 years, that marriage is legal, right?
Right.
But if you try to do one after July 1st, that marriage will not be legal.
That is stupid because they just agreed to the fact that it's legal, meaning the person who married you, they're accepting it as legal binding. Their status hasn't changed since that law's been in effect. I don't understand the point of that.
Well, the representative who introduced this law says that it's a way to keep couples from being scammed.
Scammed? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's saying that these online marriage, online ordinations aren't legitimate, and therefore the marriages won't be legitimate.
But that's baloney. There is a lot of legitimate ways to become ordained. It's not just, you know, click here and you're done. I mean, especially the more legitimate ones, there's an actual process. I mean, he thinks that you just put a dime in the bubblegum machine and you get one.
Right. And some you can. And honestly, I don't see a problem with that. Like the Universal Life Church, right? Which is the one in the that I wrote about here. You fill out a form and pay $40 and you're ordained. That's it. But the difference is Universal Life Church is a recognized religion by the IRS, which makes them legal to perform marriages.
Right. And that's what I was just going to say. If they are legally recognized, what say you on how their procedure is about going about doing it? It's, you know, like they're always claiming it's their religious right, blah, blah, blah. Well, this is the way they do it. So they're now denouncing that it's acceptable for them to be able to do it that way.
So what they're doing is they are legislating what is and isn't a religion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In this. And they're legislating what religions can and can't do marriages. So I wouldn't be able to go to Tennessee and do a legal marriage.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Because I was ordained technically online. You know, there was a whole process I had to go through, but it was all online.
Right. Well, in today's society, a lot of people get flipping degrees online. I mean, you don't have to do everything in person anymore. That's called technology. I mean, that's why we have it the way we do, for the conveniences of being able to be in one place and still be able to do something without having to meet face to face because for some physical reason you can't, you know? I mean, this is a silly rule.
So this is an easy fix, because what one of the guys says is, this is Representative Michael Couturat, I think, Curcio. He said, we don't want to have folks that think they're involved in a legal marriage and then find out later when they're going through financial transactions or something else that they've got a legal problem on their hands. This is an easy fix, and Washington State made this fix. Uh-huh. And they put it as part of the law. And it says, if you, the married couple, believe the person officiating your wedding is ordained and properly ordained, then it is a legally binding wedding.
Because they were under the understanding that it was, right?
Right. So you can't. You can't blame the married couple for the action of the officiant.
Correct.
You go after the officiant, not the married couple. You allow that wedding to be legal. And that's where they're doing this wrong. They are going to be punishing married couples for being scammed.
Right.
That's what they're doing.
That's once again blaming the victim.
Right. Instead of going after the actual culprit, which would be someone who wasn't properly ordained. But what is properly ordained? I mean, Church of Flying Spaghetti Monster, you can be ordained in that.
Yeah.
And they're a legally recognized religion. So what's the difference?
That's kind of where I see this as an issue. If they are legally recognized as an organization, then you're done. They're recognized, period. You have no say in the matter. I don't see how they're allowed to get around that. It's like they're making their own rules.
Yeah. Here's the worst part of this law that I see, and it's the absolute hypocrisy of the law, is that representatives and certain government officials are automatically ordained.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Without any training whatsoever, without any religious backing, and have they can just go out and do weddings if they want.
Yeah, and how is that any different from, you know, Joe Blow wanting to go and do a wedding?
Yeah, a lot of people have their friends just go get ordained because they want their friend to do their wedding because it's a big deal.
Right, because, you know, it makes it more personal for them when they have someone they know ordaining their marriage.
Right. And, you know, you can trust someone who is your friend. They're going to do it the way that you want, not the way that they want.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's more comfortable for them.
122. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, the good news is 122 ministers from the Universal Life Church are suing the state to stop this law. They say it violates the freedom of speech and religion enshrined in state and federal constitutions, and say it discriminates by allowing only favored religions and appoint ministers through non-online channels.
Well, good for them.
So I have a feeling this law is going to go away pretty quick. It's going to get struck down by the state court.
Yeah, I really hope so, because they definitely are overstepping some serious bounds.
Yeah, because now, like I said, they're essentially saying what is and isn't a religion, which they're not allowed to do.
Right. Well, by making that statement, anyways, that's exactly what they're saying.
Yes, absolutely.
You're not talking to somebody else around here, are you? You know, this is me. You remember me? George Bailey.
Yep, got another Bailey Award.
Yay, it's been a little while.
Yeah, we did one last month, but I decided to do another one this month because this one was such a good story.
Yeah, it's good for me.
Yep. So Ricardo Rosello, the governor of Puerto Rico, pushed for a religious freedom bill for the Commonwealth, and it seemed destined to pass. The bill would allow discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity based on one's religious beliefs, and was approved by the Puerto Rico House of Representatives last Tuesday.
Gosh,
we've seen these laws a lot in the continental United States.
It's terrible that they would try and pass something like that.
Yep. However, the fate of the bill turned out far differently with an intervention of what is Puerto Rico's most famous pop singer.
Yeah, I know who.
Ricky Martin is known by many as the king of Latin pop, starting with the boy band Menudo. Menudo.
I love that band.
Before taking on a solo career in 91 and selling over 70 million albums. And following the success of his hit song, Living La Vida Loca, he was pressed to come out by the media and finally did officially come out as gay in 2010.
Yeah, when I was reading this, I knew who it was before I even finished reading the notes, just because I just knew.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, Martin spoke out against HB 2069, publishing an open letter on Thursday, and it says, House Bill 2069, filed at the request of Governor Ricardo Rosello and promoted by Representative Charbonnier, achieves nothing more than opening the doors for hatred towards anyone who doesn't share the same ideology, who simply belong to the LGBTQ community, or don't have the same color skin, amidst many other discriminatory measures.
Good for him.
And he added, yeah, it is. He added, as a defender of human rights and a member of the LGBTQ community, I am vehemently opposed to the proposed measure imposed upon us under the guise of religious freedom, which degrades us as a society and projects us to the world as a backwards country, unwilling to honor the basic constitutional rights of individuality. This moment is not representative of Puerto Rico that we all love, defend, and hold dear. We call on the Senate, the House, and Governor Ricardo Rosello to eject this effort, which is an open door to hatred and discrimination.
Very well said.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I wish more people in the states here that were getting these religious freedom bills. What's sad is people are talking about this here in the states, and they're trying to fight them as much as they can, but they keep getting passed here.
Yeah,
I looked at the bill. It's basically a copy of the bill that went through so many of the states here earlier this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not about religious freedom. It's about freedom to discriminate. That's what the whole bill is about.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what. And honestly, I mean, I know there are several, you know, famous people that do speak up, it would be nice if even more did, because, you know, I don't get it, but, you know, famous people, everybody seem to flock and follow them, and they're better at getting the word out and getting the acceptance for things like that. So, I mean, although I will say that there, you know, is more being spoken out about it than there ever used to be. I mean, but it's amazing how when it comes to legislation, however, it's not moving as much as it is, you know, publicity wise, I guess you could say.
Right. Well, the good news is, just hours after Martin's pleas, Governor Rossillo changed his mind on HB 2069, asking the legislators to halt the bill, as well as a bill involving conversion therapy.
Wow, that's surprising.
He says, respect for the dignity of the human being and protection of the rights that assist all citizens in a responsibility that I assume as governor. I request that both projects be withdrawn because instead of reaching consensus on a basis of mutual respect, it provokes the division of our people.
Wow, that's a big twist, a big difference. I mean,
yeah, I looked up the conversion therapy bill.
Yeah.
And it was basically allowing religious institutions and parents to continue using conversion therapy.
That has proven time and time again that does not work.
Yeah.
Not to mention it's dangerous.
Banned it in, it would have banned it in mental health facilities, but not in religious facilities or by parents.
Of course.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah. It's interesting that he just changed his mind like that.
I think someone took him aside and said, look, Ricky Martin's pretty strong. You don't want to go up against him.
Right. If you go against him, you're never going to get another vote again.
Yeah. Especially since Puerto Rico's had such a hard time lately.
Yeah.
I mean, they got dumped on by Donald Trump pretty hard.
Well,
right after the hurricane. So that didn't help any.
No. And that was
right. And this was just more right wing crap trying to push through Puerto Rico.
Right.
And they don't need that. They need to be able to come together as a community and recover, because obviously the administration's not going to help them anymore.
Right. Exactly. Which
and
is
he's
sad.
Absolutely right. Passing a bill like this would just further divide the community.
Oh, it most definitely would. I mean.
Yeah. Which is why Ricky Martin, which is why I'm so glad Ricky Martin stepped in and made a point about this.
It's too bad that he had to, though, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it would have been nice.
Yeah, I mean,
if this never even came up anywhere.
It should have not had to come up in the first place. People as human beings should know better. You shouldn't have to do this, but yet here we are, and you do have to do this.
Right. It's like some of the other stories. We shouldn't have to tell people that Ten Commandments on school buildings is wrong.
We shouldn't have to tell people to be humane to one another and let each have their own, you know, thoughts and things, and don't have to shove it down anyone else's necks. I mean, to each your own, but when you're out in public, there's no anything. It's vanilla. I mean, truly.
Yeah, it's just live. That's the only place where you need to live and let live in general. I mean, you can't allow bigots to go around unchecked, but for the most part, let people be who they are.
Right.
Of course, letting people be who they are would eliminate the bigotry.
Well, I don't understand why people can't be humane to one another first and foremost over anything else, whether it's money, religion, you name it.
Right. And in general, I agree with that. As long as they're not being jerks, they're fine.
Well, that's what I mean about being humane to one another first and foremost.
I know.
It wouldn't include that.
Anyways, that's why Ricky Martin gets our Bailey Award for standing up for the proper rights. And I guess Governor Ricardo Rossillo gets a mini Bailey Award for doing the right thing.
Eventually.
Yeah. So a little pushing.
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, is it the right thing if it's for the wrong reasons? But I think he did it for the right reasons. He was just late.
Yeah, the fact that the thought was there in the first place is, I guess, what bugs me the most. I mean, the outcome is great, but
the
fact that he was going to go there in the first place kind of stinks.
I mean, yeah, this was his bill.
even more so.
So it's not like he was, it's not like he was just supporting someone else's. He's the one that wanted this thing.
But yeah,
that, good on Ricky Martin.
As I say, that makes that even worse, the fact that it was his idea.
Yeah. Anyways, I think that's all the yakking I got for you this week.
I think I'm all good. Next week.
All right. Well, we'll see. Hey, you beat me to it. That's not fair. All right. We'll see everybody next week.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for $1.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye!
Shoo-bop.
Shoo-bop, shoo-wada-wada.
Yippity-boom-da-boom. Chang-chang, chang-a-chang, shoo-bop. Dip-de-dip-de-dip-de-wop-a-doo-be-doo. Boogie-woody-woody-woody, shoo-bitty-wop, shoo-wop, shana-na-na-na-na-na, yippity-dip-de-doo. What? I remember it. We did it in high school.
Well, that's going in the show.